This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
If you walked past Millikan University's Perkinson Music Center this week, you probably heard the faint sounds of drums crashing, guitars shredding, and singers belting their hearts out. Even though it's the middle of summer, Millikan is still alive with music, thanks to First Gig Rock and Roll Camp.
We've got about 30 kids, age 10 to 17. We're teaching them vocals, guitar, bass, drums, production, performance, recording, merchandise. I mean, they're basically learning everything about being in a rock band in the course of a week. And at the end of the week, they'll put on a performance for the general public down at the Civic Center.
That's Mikey Shoneman, First Gig Decatur's camp coordinator. 2023 marks 10 years of rockin' and rollin' at Millikan, welcoming students from across Central Illinois to learn more about the industry through what Shoneman calls a one-of-a-kind experience.
We never had anything like this when we were kids. We just found kids in the neighborhood that had a bass guitar in the basement or drums in the garage, and we just make noise until something happens, you know? So giving them some kind of guidance and giving them a leg up to where they have a better chance at doing something with it, there's nothing but benefits there.
At the beginning of the week, campers were placed into one of four bands, which are equally divided based on experience. With the help of an adult band leader, members select their songs and spend the week learning how to play together. But it isn't all about the music.
These are your teammates, man. You guys, it's you guys against the world this week. Creating that camaraderie and getting them out from behind the screen to where they're actually interacting with kids their age that share the same interests is powerful stuff.
It's Mount Zion student Vincent Fiore's fourth and final year at First Gig. 17-year-old Fiore credits the camp with teaching him how to hone his percussion skills. He doesn't play in a school band, so his week at First Gig is extra meaningful.
Well, the first year, I didn't even know how to play drums yet. I showed up and they taught me a thing or two, and then I went on from there, worked hard at it, continue to get better and improve. One thing for sure is that 13-year-old me would be very proud of the drummer I am today.
Fiore is one of Fire Hazard's two drummers, and he said having the camp right in his backyard makes it even more memorable.
I've always grown up really close to Millikan, so it's like home to keep playing at Millikan.
12-year-old Unity student Owen Lighty said although he's done First Gig in Champaign twice, he traveled to Decatur this year because of a positive experience with another Millikan camp. He enjoys working with and learning from professionals in the field.
All the instructors are really nice. They just love to work with you and make sure that you're having fun. Because it's not a camp if you're not having fun. Playing music is like my favorite thing to do, and that's why I'm here.
Tatum Witches, a 16-year-old from Monticello, said First Gig is a unique experience compared to other music camps and theater groups she's performed with before. Witches said the skills she's learned are invaluable, but she's taking away more than just the music.
Collaborating and getting help and helping other people is something really big that can help you through anything in life, not even just music.
Like Shoneman said, the week culminates with Saturday performances from each band at the Decatur Civic Center. Doors open at 11, and the show starts at noon, with a meet and greet and autograph signings to follow. The public is encouraged to attend, and camp organizers request a $5 donation. At the end of the day, Witches echoed the sentiment that organizers wanted to instill in campers of all ages. There's nowhere quite like First Gig.
You know, you can always go and make a band in your garage and do your thing, but nothing will compare to the full week of just work that pays off in the end on the Saturday of our performance. And it's a real stage, it's a real sound system, there's cool lights, there's everything. It's like real. It feels like you're on a world tour on your own. It's awesome.
At Millikan University, Brandon Condritz, nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.